Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
Know this, the podcast which follows is not real, but it is really sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvey, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical world of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm from Earth, the city of Chicago, and about 3 weeks ago, I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King into the world of Foon. It's sort of a weird medieval land. How would you guys describe it as a weird medieval land?
I don't know if I would categorize it as weird.
I just say it's home.
Okay. Well, it's a magical land, and luckily I'm getting a slight Wi-Fi signal still through the portal from the Burger King, so I'm able to do a weekly podcast in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the land of Foon.
Can I ask you something about Wi-Fi?
I don't.
Here in Foon, Wi-Fi is short for a witch's fight. Is that...
It's not a witch's fight.
Okay.
This is a podcast where I'm sort of interested in exploring how Foon works and things about Foon. I'm not really that interested in explaining stuff from my world to you guys.
Because, well, I think your world sounds weird.
Well, my world, I'm sure, is weird to you guys, but the people listening to this podcast will be in my world, and they don't really want to listen to me explain what Wi-Fi is. But they do are really interested in the intricacies of Foon. So,
well, I'm sorry you've found a place to stay and live here, and that you've been well taken care of by your friend Chunt, and that you've found food and shelter here. What a weird place. What a terrible place for you to be.
Why don't my two regulars introduce themselves? Usidor, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, grandmaster of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hugestangs. I'm known in the northeast as Gasmuenus Maestar, and I don't think that this place is weird.
Do you always go through the full name? Do you ever, like, introduce yourself with just part of it?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Like, do you need to get all the way to Zonin Hugestang?
Well, of course I do, because I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, grandmaster of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas! The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hugestangs. In the northeast, I am known as Gasmuenus Maestar, and there may be other names you do not know yet.
And I'm Chunt.
This is Chunt.
Yep. And I had an ex-girlfriend who used to call me Chunty. But those are the only two names I've ever gone by.
And this is important for the listeners at home who haven't heard previous episodes. Chunt is a talking badger.
Yeah. Well, not always. I am a shapeshifter. So currently I'm in a...
We don't need to go... I feel like we don't need to start every episode by talking about how you change forms.
He does it through the act of coitus.
We just always go right into talking about bestiality right at the beginning of the podcast.
It's not bestiality if you're a beast when you're doing it.
It's justality.
That's true. Okay, well, you know what? I'm excited because we have a guest for this episode. It is someone has brought to our table a potted plant, a talking flower.
Yeah. My name is Flower. This is just who I am and where I am. I'm sitting in this pot. I'm going to tell you that, like, I don't always choose where I get to go. Half the time I'm asleep, and then I wake up, and I'm somewhere else, so that's cool.
So people just move your pot around?
Yeah, it's a little intrusive. Like, it's not what I would choose to do, but it's sort of my situation.
Being new to Foon, how common is it for plants to talk?
I once knew a grapevine that liked to do a crossword, but it did not speak.
Did it gossip?
Yes. Of course it did. It would put little clues in the crossword that told you things about the people who had been making wine.
A crossword is a puzzle we have here where it's
Yes,
sort
I'm
of,
sorry, I should have explained that.
Words across, horizontally, vertically.
Yeah, we have crosswords in my world.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought everything here was so weird.
It is weird.
Well, apparently crosswords are perfectly normal.
It's a little surprising that you have crosswords. Yeah. Like, give me an example of a crossword clue that you would do on a regular crossword.
Hey, Arnie, I just be careful to not... I'm not sure how things are where you're from, but don't piss off a wizard.
Okay.
Because so far you've called our world weird.
Is that...
He's taken great offense, and I just be careful to not piss off a wizard.
I think maybe where I come from, the word weird is a little devalued, and we throw it around a little bit. Like, I'm sorry if weird is like a... borderline offensive term.
What's it going to take for a flower to get a drink around here?
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you... Do you want some water?
No, just like red wine.
Red wine? Like, okay, yeah, totally.
A full-bodied red wine.
A full-bodied red wine.
Yeah, it's pour them...
Barkeep, a red wine here!
Thank you. Pour them my roots.
Okay, great. So I'm sorry. I apologize about calling Foon weird. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating world.
Ah, yes, it is fascinating.
But let's learn more about our fascinating guest. So, Flower, what is your story? I'm a really good interviewer, by the way.
You're doing great. That's why I need the wine, because I'm so fucking fascinated with everything that you're... What?
No, that's great. I wasn't expecting... You're just such a beautiful little flower. I wasn't expecting
cool.
that language.
Maybe you should put your eyes somewhere else, because you're really making me uncomfortable. You're creeping me out, man. Just chill the fuck out.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Arnie, real quick. I wouldn't piss off a talking flower.
Unlike the hierarchy of things,
wizard and flower.
Like, how is it more dangerous to piss off a flower than a wizard?
No.
Let me put it like this. You see that stein you're drinking out of?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a guy that pissed off Usador.
Holy. But I still don't understand what the consequences of pissing off a flower would
be. Just know that I will destroy you in ways that are emotional.
Okay.
I would say the order of things you do not want to piss off in Foon would be wizard, dragon, flower, monkey,
chunt,
real estate agent.
Flower is... Okay, I have a couple...
Chunt, yes, chunt
couple,
should be on.
A couple follow-up questions. One, flower seems awfully high to me. I'm sorry. You can't even control where you are. If there's any danger of me being attacked by a flower, I just move you to the other side of the town.
You ever have someone say something to you and then it upsets you so deeply, like years later you can't get over it? That's the kind of shit I'm going to do to you.
Okay.
I will take you down from the inside.
I suppose, Arnold, that you're the type of person...
I prefer Arnie.
Who, I suppose you're the type of person who does not want the beauty of a flower in your life. If you anger a flower, you take the chance that beauty is sucked out of your life, that the very wonder of this world, the very magic of the world that you find so weird... will be stricken from your eyes. You want every flower that you walk past to wilt, to close its petals so that you cannot see it? Yes, maybe it won't attack you or eat your face or burn you alive or turn you into a stein. But pissing off a flower is a great offense here.
Okay, I humbly apologize.
It's okay, I'm not pissed off yet, but I'm also not drunk yet, so maybe we should get that happening.
Ah, yeah, your wine has just arrived. Let me
Thank
pour
you.
I think we should probably, if I'm... May suggest play a quick round of Dragon's Talon, just a game to put everyone at ease.
Ah, yes, sounds wonderful.
If you're not sure what Dragon's Talon is, we just go around and we each say a compliment about one another.
Okay, that's a game?
It's a technique used. It's children like a, children play it as a game, but as adults use it as a technique to diffuse situations where one or more parties are upset.
As you travel along the road here, are you come in contact with many creatures and beings from other parts of the realm? And you must play this game in order to gain their trust and build community.
So it's like an icebreaker.
It's just when you meet someone new, you pay them a compliment, they pay you a compliment, it just sort of says, you know,
I don't
we're
see friend,
you know, there's we have no quarrel.
Yeah, what? There's no need to break ice.
Oh, yeah, what is breaking ice?
You just
want to
drown everybody
again,
here?
Again, I don't I'm sorry. The things from my world, I don't want to spend a lot of time explaining. It's just an expression we have for what you just described.
An icebreaker.
That's stupid as fuck.
Well, let's play Dragon's Talent. All right, so we just go around. What order do we go? Do you mind starting?
I'll start, yeah.
Chunt.
So Usador, I think you have eyes like a hurricane. I think your eyes are like the most beautiful hazel green I've ever seen.
I thank you greatly for this, Chunt. And do believe it is true, for I can call the very powers of the winds to my command.
Flower, I think your petals, the way they're arranged, is just very aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you.
Arnie,
you
have been sleeping in till 2 p.m.?
Yeah, and
that's a compliment.
That is, well, thank you. I'll take that.
I shall go next.
Okay, Usador.
Chunt, I find that your pelt is glossy and full and very attractive.
I accept, thank you.
If I were not a wizard born of birds and wind and fire, then I would make love to you myself.
Well, then I'd become a wizard, and that would be a great, great honor.
Flower.
Yeah.
I find your attitude quite tenacious. For one trapped in a flower plant to speak her mind so freely is truly inspiring.
I guess thank you. Except I don't consider myself trapped in a flower plant. I am a flower.
Oh, well, you did say that people did move you around.
They do move me around. That is true.
And
I didn't look at myself that way. You're making me take a look at my own self, and that's something I don't do a lot, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold,
mm-hmm.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
We broke ice.
We did break ice. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chunt, you've been very generous to let me stay with you in your hovel since, you know, I have no money or anything here in Foon. I really appreciate you being such a great host.
Sure, your company is payment enough.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
For now.
Usador, I have never met a wizard before, and I'm just impressed by your general wizardry.
Thank you.
Flower.
No.
You soaked up that wine so fast.
Mama needs another one.
Okay.
Barkeep, another wine!
I just, you know, where I come from, you know, I'm from Chicago. The land of Chicago is a drinking town, so I really appreciate how quickly you can belt down that wine.
Yeah. It feels good everywhere. It goes through my whole system.
So, like, it just kind of, how quickly does the wine get to your brain?
I don't know. I don't, you know, it just feels good. And if you want to do something that feels good, you should be able to do it without people figuring it out, like how it works. I'll tell you how you sit on yourself, stupid piece of shit.
I agree with you, Flower. If something feels good, you should do it. You are absolutely correct. Do you know what would feel good? Defeating the Dark Lord.
Usador,
would you join me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
He's got a quest that he's trying to get people. But
no one. All right, well, let's move on. Let's finish the game.
Okay.
Usador, and I'm sorry, I do want to finish the game. Have you had any success in the last few weeks getting anyone on your team of adventurers to go fight the Dark Lord?
How do you categorize success? I find myself to be very successful. Perhaps it's not exactly what my creators had admired when they created me, and sometimes, perhaps, when I speak to them, they seem disappointed with where I have landed in my wizarding career. But I would say, overall, you can't compare yourself to other wizards. You know, if you look at, like, let's say, Spintax the Green. Yes, everyone knows Spintax is a wonderful wizard.
Everybody knows Spintax.
He's defeated some amazing foes in his time. But, you know, everyone has their own journey.
Okay, well, let's... Flower.
Yeah, I got stuff to say. I'm gonna be honest with everybody because, like, as I said, I just sit here, I take it all in, I look at everybody, and I've got opinions. I've got a lot of opinions. And, like, I'm just gonna say what I think about you. It might be a compliment, it might not. I don't know the difference because I'm a flower.
Just to be clear, I think the point of the game is compliments, right?
Well, the game can change.
Yes, and she clearly said that she's a flower, so she doesn't know the difference between compliments and insults.
Okay, I just
know what I say and how I feel.
You have a lot to learn about giving and receiving respect, and right now you're being kind of a dick.
Do you expect a flower to understand the concept of what is insulting and what is not?
Okay. A flower, please.
Yeah, okay. Chunt, you seem like you've seen a lot of sadness.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I've been told I have sad eyes.
Seems like an accurate observation.
Yeah. Like you've seen sadness and then it just reflects back at you all the time that you just, that's just what I think of you.
That is the most cutting to the core statement and truth-filled observation I've ever received. Thank you so much, Flower.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, butter me up for that shit. Like, okay. I'll just say it and you can just take it.
Great.
Wow, you see people.
Yeah. Fucking Flower. Usador.
Oh, I fear what comes next.
I think you have a great hill to climb.
Literally or figuratively?
I don't know.
I do live at the top of a hill.
I can tell. You look tired, but like you have more to do. So you have a great hill to climb.
You seem really sad about living at the top of
Nobody
a hill.
Nobody likes to live at the top of a hill.
Okay, do me next.
Arnie. You processed air somewhat efficiently.
Tell her thank you.
Thank you. I do. I do process air fairly efficiently.
Would somewhat. You, not
somewhat.
Like, there's more you could be doing.
Sure. Thank you for the oxygen.
Well, you and Chunt do create the very air that is shared here with this flower.
I want to know how I could kill myself right now.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm so miserable.
Well, here we go. This is it. I mean, if a flower ever, in our land, if a flower ever wants to kill itself, you have to assist it.
I won't kill myself every day.
Assist it in dying?
You have to. It's law. It's
honor,
magical law. You have to assist
the flower.
The want of a flower. So if Flower wants to die, we have to assist her in her journey.
You can
to...
try. I've tried so many times.
Flower, how would you like to die?
Just, like, end it, man.
I gotta say, it's probably not that hard.
What?
I mean, emotionally.
Why would you say that?
Like, killing another thing is hard, but, like, you're just a fragile little flower in a pot. Like, just...
Oh,
don't just rip
God.
Off her petal, you...
Oh my God, you know what? I don't want to die anymore. I want to see you fucking suffer, you piece of shit.
I mean...
Are you kidding me?
That's good?
Are you kidding me?
I saved her.
I don't know if that's true. You've given her purpose to go on, but her purpose now is to destroy you and kind.
I'm going to follow you everywhere. I'm going to find you.
Look, I'm so sorry if I hurt your feelings. You're not going to be able to follow me. You're not going to be able to follow me. You will need help. You will need a lot of help to follow me. I can walk across this room right now, and you cannot follow me.
Flower, this I swear to you. Wherever Arnold does go, I shall take you, and you shall be right there. For I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, grandmaster of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Friang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zunin Hugestangs. And I'm known in the northeast as Gasmoenus Maestar. Why did you speak in the middle of me saying my name?
Just a Hoobastank one.
And where you come from, if someone wants to kill themselves, are you not obligated to assist them?
No. Well, I mean, it's a very complicated issue where I come from. You are not obligated to help.
Sounds weird.
You should.
Yeah, your place sounds weird.
It is weird. So here, if someone wants to die, you just have to immediately...
No, just a flower.
Just a flower.
Just when a flower wants to die.
Look, I'm sorry. I feel like... I've been doing a pretty good job in Foon so far. Like, I'm a stranger in a strange land.
Pretty high praise from a self-assessment.
Are you playing the game by yourself? Are you just giving yourself a compliment?
Well, yeah. You know what? No. You know what? Let's talk about
rude
that game.
It is to...
No one gave me a compliment.
Everybody
nice
gave you a compliment.
I said until I like
all
your
right,
shirt.
They were very shitty compliments.
I would wear wow. that shirt.
Look, you, Usador and Chunt, you were practically having sex with each other. You were going on and on about like how great each other looked.
Is there something wrong with sex?
There's yeah. nothing wrong with
it's
sex.
A beautiful natural act.
Look, I've been... It's been a... I know I put on a brave face, but it's been kind of hard being away from home. And I think I'm doing a decent job of adjusting. And for some reason, I just have gotten on the wrong side of this flower. And
do
it
you want
is,
me to sing you a song?
Yeah, that would be nice.
You are so stupid.
That's a, you can stop.
You are a piece of shit.
Flower.
I think it's funny.
Flower, I must intervene here.
What?
Arnold has bared his soul to us, Arnold. He has bared his soul to us, and I shall rise to the call. Yes, Arnold, we will help you kill yourself.
No, that's not what I was asking.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. All right, you know what? I think...
Not too late.
I think it's about time that we wrap things up. So here's a... Usador, Chunt, thank you so much for being back, and you are welcome back every week, and I hope that you come back every week for the podcast. Flower, when
meow.
This is done, I'm going to throw you off a cliff.
That would good.
That
that's
right?
what she wants.
Yes, that's what
yes.
she wants.
I fucking love it.
So that was wonderful
never,
of you, Arnie.
You
thank you.
Never see Flower again, because I'm going to fucking throw her off a cliff.
Don't count the flower out yet.
I'd be fine with it. It sounds fucking like a vacation I'd like to take.
You are going to be dead or shattered, stuck at the bottom of this cliff
wow, you
where
wait,
you won't be able to get back to me.
No, you waited till the very end to just, like, lay it all out, didn't you? Like, you just sat there all nice, like we're playing, like we're friends, and then at the very end, your whole plan comes out.
I am going to throw you off a cliff. I'm sorry, you drunk flower. Who's paying for your drinks, by the way?
Everybody loves me.
No. All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Before we go, I want to please ask that if you haven't subscribed to this podcast on iTunes, give us a review, give us some stars. And also, you know, I'm having some trouble with my email. I guess maybe there's the firewall from the Burger King that I'm getting the Wi-Fi from. It blocks most sites, so I haven't been able to get in contact with people in my life. I have, however, been able to set up a new email account. The new email is magictavern@puppies.supplies. That was just the only thing that I could get. I swear it is real. No one has responded to my email so far.
Have you contacted your wife yet?
I'm trying to email my wife. I'm assuming she doesn't recognize the email address. It's probably going to her spam account, but... Sarah, if you're listening, please, if you get an email from magictavern@puppies.supplies, it's from me. Also, if you would like to email us and ask us some questions about the world of Foon, please do and email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it's not a common .com or .net or .org, but it is a real email address, magictavern@puppies.supplies. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, except for Flower, who I'm going to throw off a fucking cliff.
Well, what a fanciful bit of imagining that was. But remember, it's all pretend. Arnie Niekamp plays Arnie. Matt Young is Usador the Wizard. Adil Rafai is Chunt. And Flower was played by special guest Brooke Bright, who performs all over the land of Chicago, including its Second City, The Annoyance, and with I.O. Chicago's World News Tonight. This entire fantastical scenario is produced by Evan Jacover and Ryan DeGiorgi and edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. When music is called for, Andy Poland supplies it. If you're the type of person that likes to gather volumes of information on pretend subjects, visit www.hellofromthemagictavern.com or learn more on Twitter @Magic Tavern. All of these sweeping untruths were sponsored by Inventables, with help from the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Inventables at Inventables.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at ChicagoPodcastCoop.com.